Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Wambles. I'm Anita, and yeah, today we're going to talk about aging. And I'm not old. I mean, okay, according to a kid, like some of my friends have young kids, I am old. I am 35 years old. I turned 35 in March. And I told one of my friends, I was like, because he's like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 35. And I've had people mistake me for younger and older because of some of my actions and thoughts. Let's face it, I do not like nightclubs that are crowded. I like whiskey. I like red wines. I like road trips, but I also like my bubblegum pop. But from the late 90s, early 2000s, and yes, I do have New Kids on the Block's greatest hits. But anyway, the moment I realize I'm not a part of the prize demographic anymore. And for those who don't know, the classic cliche is the most prize demographic is 18 to 34. That's what you always hear, 18 to 34. That's what marketers look for. I mean, I went to school for radio and television. It's like 18 to 34, get that demographic. And for 16 years of my life, that was my demographic. And the day my birthday hit, I'm out of it. And I didn't think about doing the episode around my birthday or before my birthday because I didn't think about it. I just didn't. It was like, oh, okay, you know, if you want to check out the shows around my birthday, you're more than welcome to the March 3rd one. But I just didn't think about it. Every year around my birthday, I just didn't. I thought of, okay, oh, yeah, my birthday gets forgotten, even though I'm like, how? But I had a moment when I was looking at demographics, and I'm totally nerdy, but I was looking, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm out. And I'm not trying to say I'm old, and I do believe partially oldness is a state of mind, but it's also a physical thing. Like, there are just certain things physically, and I learned talking to one of my neighbors, when we were younger, a lot of things made sense, and even with my friends, it's like, a lot of things when you are young make perfect sense. I mean, even Muhammad Ali was like, okay, if you're 50 and have the same mentality in 20s, paraphrasing, something's wrong. I've had experiences in my 20s and even my 30s, you know, coming back to the East Coast. And in my late 20s, driving by myself from South Carolina to Texas, that was a major thing. Trying new careers. I know in previous generations, they probably would have done that sooner, but I did it later. I didn't have kids. Most of my close friends by the time they were my age had a kid or two. I'm like, nope. No. I want my nice TAH. And the acronym TAH is total abdominal hysterectomy. So get it. I mean, I have PCOS. So it's like, I sort of doubt the whole menopause thing. I'm not sure if I want to go through an early one. But a weird feeling because by being kicked out, you realize I know I'm not old. I know I've had experiences between 34 to 35, you know, getting out of my comfort zone, going to more networking events. Well, I started going to my writing group when I was 33. I finished my first NaMoWriMo at 34. And today I started on the camp NaMoWriMo. I didn't finish the word quota for today, but I started. I learned to be okay. I got more gray hairs, but that's just part of aging. And the crazy thing is I can deal with going gray more than that demographic. And it's totally crazy because I'm still a millennial, depending on which gene... sociologist you use, it can be okay, millennials start at 80, they start at 82, blah, blah, blah. But either way, I was born in 83. So, like, either way you slice it, I'm still a millennial. I remember the original incarnation of Total Request Live. I remember watching Making a Video. I remember when Fox was playing Michael Jackson video and not just of his child. I have lived this. And, yes, the 34-year-olds, which isn't even that far away, which, and that's crazy, because anybody who was born in 1983 will be hitting that demographic this year. So I'm not alone. There are millions of others that feel it. It's worse than getting carded. I mean, the carding thing, okay, the ma'am thing, I'm in the South. I'm used to someone calling me ma'am. It's a sign of respect. And considering the fact that I'm a black female, and yes, I will be playing, I know it sounds like I'm playing a race card, there are much worse things than being called ma'am in the world. You know, that's how you grew up, and people consider me their elder, they'll call me ma'am. Little kids, okay. Sometimes adult men, but it's a respect thing. So I know how to take it. I know how to pick my battles. That's not on the list of, oh my gosh, stuff to take care of in my, what is my priority? That's not a priority to me being called ma'am. But another thing, what moves into, there's, and it's a very power hunger, but there's a level of power loss, because if you're not in the press, consumers and viewers and, well, movie makers, and they feel like you have no power because you're not the demographic, and money equals power. So they want the spending power of the 18 to 34, because how many 18-year-olds have kids? How many, most 18, they have disposable income. Not to say people of a later age don't, but around that age, it's either disposable income, and these are just my opinion and views, you know, it's sort of like how people complain about movies, and I've been seeing those, but yeah, they're for kids, or pop music. It's like, oh my gosh, it's going down. It's a business. Let's face it, teenagers who listen to whatever little, oh my gosh, I sound like such a little, but whatever little du jour of rap music is for that demographic, because they have disposable. What bills really doesn't make? They're still on their parents' cell phone bill. Once you hit your, like, my demographic, you more than likely have kids, a mortgage, you're still paying your student loans. I mean, it took Obama winning a Grammy for reading his New York Times bestseller and becoming the first black president to pay off his student loans, just to put it in perspective. That is not Democrat or Republican. That is, this is what it took for this man to pay his student loans. So between the student loans, the mortgage, the car note, kids, dying parents. I know it sounds negative, but let's face it, around this age, the parents start to, when you're like in your mid, too late, the parents begin to die. My mom did it early, and her birthday was also, my bio mom did it early, she was 51, but she was also nearly 30 when I was born, and for any woman to be early, I would say she was early baby boomers to be having their first kid around 30. She was looked at as an old maid. But, and maybe like when her mom was younger, 51 would have been considered old, but it wasn't. And there's a train of thought to this. Parents, that's adulthood, you know, paying for your parents' funeral, paying for, oh, the daycare, a good daycare, taking time off to have kids, maybe going through fertility treatments so you just don't have that real disposable because you have adult responsibilities, or you're starting to build a life with someone and paying for that egregious wedding, which is going to run about $25,000. Not knocking it, but I've got enough brides, and yeah, and I had to get over my fear of working with brides, and I know people like the insane makeup artist and photographers who've worked with brides, and also reading stuff, because let's face it, June bridal month. So, yeah, that kind of thing. And you're needing stuff for the house. About 35 eventually. Okay. You still got those, everything else. So you're not as out. And that's a really interesting, well, I shouldn't say bad, but it's an enlightening and melancholy feeling. The one good thing, I guess, I can run for president. I could be president. And not just because of the orange man. Yes, that's my views on him. But the U.S. Constitution says you have, I have to be 35. So the one good thing about being out, yes, I might be out of that demographic, but I can run for president. I'm not sure if anybody would vote for me. I don't even know if my friends would vote for me. And they love me. They might be like, no. But it's not going to ruin our friendship. I mean, lots of other things can ruin a friendship. But my friends not voting for me for president is not at the top of the list. And frankly, I'm not even sure if I'd vote for me. I think I might. You remember last year, if you listened to my show, I thought about my friend's dog could be president. He was cute. The cat could be president. I'm not sure if the cat's too old, too young in cat years. I don't even really know cat years. Ant farm. But that's the thing. And I do wonder if now that I'm out of that, is this what baby boomers and Gen Xers felt? Because let me Google how old. I remember reading Gen X started around 64. So, according to Google, Huffington Post, do not forget about Gen X. And this is according to a May 2nd, 2014 article, born between 1960 and 1980 is Gen X. If I were looking at socialmarketing.org, it would be, okay, Depression Era, Post-War, Baby Boomers, Generation Jones. Okay, Gen X would be 1966 to 1970. Millennials, according to the same socialmarketing.org, Generation Millennials, also called Generation Y or Echo Boomers, they would be born between 70. Now that's the earliest I've ever heard a Generation Y. I'm shocked by that number. And then they're also saying Generation Z is 95 through 2012. I'm genuine numbers, and I just got the 92nd mark. But that's amazing that they said those. I'm genuinely flabbergasted. And according to Wikipedia, which is sort of like hit or miss with Wikipedia, but they're saying Gen X is based off of something Robert Cowper and pretty much 61 to early, well, early to mid 60s to early 80s. But that's like, okay, sort of varied. I don't understand. Anyway, okay. So, according to the 91 book Generation, Neil Howe and William Starr say 61 to 81 for Gen X's birth. But I don't know what to say about that. Anyway, I just feel odd about it because I'm an adult and then I'm almost middle age. Some would look at it, but as the lifespans expand, it pushes middle age back. And I will be discussing the whole millennial thing later. This is Rambles, and thank you for listening. Enjoy your day. Okay, bye.